Now, here we are in lesson 52, and we're going to look specifically at our sun. And we're going to be looking at Psalm 19, verses 4 to 6, where God specifically within this psalm calls out the sun as a picture of Jesus Christ. So let's start there first, and let's read Psalm 19, verses 4 to 6 in the bottom left corner of your screen. In them, the heavens, he has placed a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and nothing is hidden from its heat. So here you have a picture of the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. Does that sound familiar at all? In the New Testament, Jesus Christ is called our bridegroom. And rejoicing like a strong man to run its race. This is a picture Jonathan Edwards gives when he does his exposition of Psalm 19 as the Son of Man coming to earth, who lives his life in a very determined way to follow the rules, the law set forward, the commands from his Father, to obey him by going to the cross. And then the psalm says its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end. This is a picture of the sun, how it rises in the morning and how it sets at the other end in the evening. Jonathan Edwards again explains this is a picture of the setting sun as the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and the rising every day as the resurrection, him being raised from the dead by his Father. So you have the bridegroom who lives a determined life to please his Father by doing what his Father asked for. Remember what happened in John chapter 1 when Jesus is being baptized and the dove descends upon him and you hear the voice of his Father saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," because Jesus Christ is willing to be baptized into a baptism of death. He knows that he's going to be living a life specifically for the purpose of giving his life for others. That's his Father's plan. And that's what it means when he runs his race on earth. And then Jonathan Edwards explains, you see every day when you get up in the morning and the sun's rising, there's the resurrection. And every day at dusk when the sun's going down, there's the Lord dying on the cross. And then it ends by saying this, there is nothing hidden from its heat. You have the heat of conviction, where all of us feel the conscience that God's given us for when we do something wrong, but also you have the heat of his love, where we feel the security and the radiance heat on those who know him, that he's with us. That's the interpretation given by the greatest theologians of Psalm 19, verses 4 to 6. So let's click on the screen now and see that physical representation from scientific data on how the sun is a picture of Jesus Christ. First, look at the picture on here. That's the Earth, a little blue ball, and that's just a picture of the sun next to it. The sun dwarfs the Earth. It's a million Earths can fit inside the sun. Secondly, God designed the sun on day four as the great light giver in Genesis 1:16. Then we've already talked about this. The sun has a constant energy output. It's within a few tenths of 1%. Then the sun is a nuclear fusion reactor where a surface temperature gets up to 10,000 degrees. And finally, the sun is the only star we have. That's why it's called the solar system. It's a lone star. How does that compare with what we know about Jesus Christ from the Bible? First, Jesus Christ is described as the awesome God who dwarfs his creation, Isaiah 40:22. The sun dwarfs the earth. Secondly, Jesus has the name of the light of the world from John 8:12, which matches the fact that the sun was given to us on day four as the light giver. Third, Jesus Christ is told to us as being the same yesterday, today, and forever in Hebrews 13:8. It's exactly what we see physically in the sun. It never changes. The energy output from the sun is constant within a few tenths of a degree. Fourth, Jesus Christ is described in Hebrews 12:29 as a consuming fire. The sun is a nuclear fusion reactor. And then lastly, Jesus Christ is told to us as being the only way to the Father. He stands alone. He's exclusive. John 14:6, Matthew 17:1 to 9. The sun, again, is the only star. It stands alone by itself. That's why it's called the solar system. If you remember when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration and Elijah the prophet and Moses appeared to him, and Peter looked and saw it, and Peter said, "Let's make three tabernacles, one for each." And then when he looked again afterwards, he saw that Elijah and Moses were gone and Jesus was only there alone. That's because the law and the prophets, the law is Moses, the prophets is Elijah, they are the foretelling, they are the picture of the Son of God. And those two are gone now, and exclusively the Son of God, Jesus Christ, stands alone, just like the sun. So we see in our accompanying verse here in Malachi, we actually get a beautiful picture of this. Malachi says, "To you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness," not S-O-N, S-U-N, "shall arise with healing in his wings." The sun is our daily reminder of God Almighty in the person of Jesus Christ. That's lesson 52.